Welcome, everybody, to the Treasure Ministries podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. I am Aline Thompson. I am the founder of Treasure Ministries, the author of the Nourish Bible Study series, and the creator of the Nourish Bible Study Method. And as you know, if you've been following along in our journey, we've been walking through the book of Ephesians, talking about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, which is godly girl power. Now, godly girl power is not worldly power. Worldly power is totally different. Worldly power is trying to extract our power from people or from controlling our circumstances. And I think we've all been guilty of this at times. It could be we're trying to people please, we're trying to manipulate, we're trying to flatter, we're trying to perform and prove ourselves. I certainly have been guilty of that. But godly girl power is different. You see, when we become a Christian, God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit indwelling with you and with me. And in Ephesians chapter 1, it talked about that power was the resurrection power of God living on the inside of you and me. And that's the power that I'm talking about. I'm talking about how do we tap into that power? How can you and I be led confidently by the Holy Spirit no matter what circumstance we face? So today we're going to be talking about one of the keys to doing that, and that is growing our roots deep in God's love. Now, worldly power would tell you that it's sure determination. Sure determination that's going to make you powerful and all those things. But in God's economy and in His kingdom, it's growing your roots deep in His love. And that's exactly what our passage talked about this week. You see, when we grow our roots deep, we have our roots are deep and we have the nutrients that we need to nourish others. So it's growing our roots deep. And what I want to do is inside of this podcast, I'm going to be talking about why it's not determination, why it's growing our roots deep, and really the flow of God's love, the flow pattern that we see in the Word of God, and then five ways that you can grow your roots deep. And one of these ways was brand new to me this week, and I think it's like the most important way. So I'm really excited to share that with you. You're probably thinking, Allie and I already know the five ways, right? Prayer, Bible study, blah, blah. No, it's different. It's totally different. So hang in there with me. Okay, so this week, so what I want to first talk to you about is the pattern of God's love flow. Now, when you looked at the passage this week, we were in Ephesians 3, 14, and in verses 14 through the end of chapter 3, Paul is talking about not just the love of God, but he was encouraging them to know and experience and trust God's love, because that is what would make them strong. He says this, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts when, as you trust in him. Your roots will grow deep into God's love and keep you strong. So it's deep roots in God's love, not our sheer determination, you know, that I will survive. Hey, hey. I mean, you know that song? And we do that as women. We walk through trauma and we just have this, I'll survive. I'll get through this. And it's very admirable. God's saying it's very admirable. And a lot of women are very strong. But to do what God has called us to do, to step out into that space of God's dream for our life, we need the deep roots, our sheer determination, our strength, our resources, that's all limited. So what he is saying, that I pray, it says in 16, that from his glorious unlimited resources, in other words, I got some determination. I mean, if you ever talk to me and say, Aline, you can't do that. Well, nothing fires me up to get determined to prove you wrong. Okay, but I have limited power. I have limited power. People in our life, no matter how awesome they are, they have limited power Trying to control our circumstances, that's limited power. And it's also shaky power because people are flaky. Our circumstances can be up one day and down the next. I don't care if you have a gazillion dollars in the bank. That could all go away tomorrow. It really could. It really, truly could. And so we want to trust in God's power. And God's power is really agape love, because love, agape love, is really the most powerful force in the world. And so what Paul is saying, then you will make your home in Christ. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. So we grow our roots deep by trusting in him. Your roots will go down in God's love and keep you strong. And then it says, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. And then he says, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power. There it is again, that comes from God. So, one, God does not want women to be victims at the mercy of people and circumstances. And that's exactly why he's saying, don't get your power that way. Don't do it by the world's way. Do it by my way, so you can have that inner strength, of God. I need to adjust this a little bit. Sorry about that. Okay, so that's what he's saying there, and that we'll be complete in that. And then he says that, you know, God's love is just so awesome. You can never get to the bottom of it. You can never fully understand it. A lot of times we just have to experience that love. So it's not just reading our Bibles and knowing about God's love. Women, we have to open up our arms just like this with God, and we have to receive his love to experience it. And receiving his love, that's the step a lot of times that women miss, because we're called to be nurturers. And so we've got our little antennas out, and we've got our antennas out about our parents and our husbands and our children and our friends, and we just feel like we need to take care of everybody, right? And God has put that in us, I believe, because he's called us to be the nurturers. But oftentimes that makes women feel guilty for receiving love, even receiving love from God. I mean, are you able to boldly say, God loves me? I know you can tell other people that God loves them. I know you'll do that all day long because you're a woman and you're a nurturer, but are you taking time to receive God's love for you? Jesus, when somebody came to Jesus and said, you know, what is the greatest commandment? He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul, and then you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And it's the as yourself part that we tend to forget. But that's the part of receiving. And it's a necessary part for us to have so that we can give out. And it's all over the Bible. If you look at even our section of scripture this week, chapter 3 talks about knowing God's love and receiving it. And then chapter 4 says, therefore, I, prisoner, serving through the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling you have been worthy of your calling you have been called by God. Always be gentle and humble. Be patient with another, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. In other words, because of all this, because of God's love, then you have what you need to love others. It's not in you to love like God wants you to love, because God wants us to do crazy things like love our enemies and be patient in lines that are 10 miles long, and love on our children, and forgive, walk in forgiveness. And so that is the flow in God's love. And like I said, you see it all over scripture. You see it when the gentleman came to Jesus and asked him what the greatest commandment was. You see it in the 10 commandments. Commandments 1 through 3 are all about loving God. Commandment 4 is the Sabbath rest. The Old Testament said the Sabbath rest is God's gift to us. It's our time to rest, to worship God, and to receive his love. And then the remaining of the 10 commandments are all about relationship, how you interact with people. And that is God's love flow pattern. And so many times women will miss the receiving and experiencing part. And it's when we experience God's love, that's when our roots grow deep. That's when you and I will have the nutrients we need to give out to others, okay? The analogy that somebody once told me was this, and I thought it was so good. Think about a watering can. A watering can is just a vessel. On its own, it cannot nourish other plant life. It can't. And it has to hook up to a source of water to be filled to flow out to others. Similarly, you and I are like watering cans. In and of ourselves, we don't have agape love in us. We have to connect to God and receive His love and become full, like it says in Ephesians 3:19 this week. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And it is out of that life and power that we spill out to other people and nourish others. But we've got to take that time to connect to the source and receive what we need so that we can give out to others. And that is not selfish. That is selfless. Because you know what? You don't expect your children or your husband or your friends to. You've got to own your Sabbath time. You've got to own that for you so that you can pause and have time of input so that you can be there for output. And you have to love the woman that God created you to be. You have to love that. And that's not a selfish love because if we don't know that for us, then we're going to go out looking for that validation sometimes from other people. But if you receive your worth and value from God, that's already settled. And then when you go out during the day, you're there to give to others, okay? So do you see how God's love flow pattern works? And going back to the watering can analogy, if we're just watering cans and we're trying to get other people to validate our calling, I mean, let's say that God's called you to take a big, scary step. And so then but you're trying to go to other people to get their opinion, and you call this person, and you call that person, and you call that person, and you call that person. Well, the reality is, God is the one that gives us the call, and that's all we need. Has the great I Am called you to do what He's called you to do? Well, then that's all you need to step out and to do what God has called you to do. But if we're trying to go around to other people to find our calling and to get our calling, now God can bring other people across our path. He can certainly do that. But if you and I are, does that make sense? If our focus is looking to extract from people what only God can give us, it's like an empty watering can trying to get what it needs from another empty watering can. It just won't work. That is right. Amen to that. Amen to that. So that is the pattern of God's love flow. So it's very imperative that you and I grow our roots deep. Now, a lot of the ways I think that God grows our roots deep, He does on His own. In other words, you know, He loves on us. He does on our own. But there are some things that we can do. So I want to give you 5 things today that you can do to grow your roots deep in God's love. Okay? And the first one, and this is the most important one. If you don't hear anything else in this podcast, hear this. The first important one, and remember, all these things are going back to trusting God's love. That's what it says in the Ephesians passage. That's what's going to make our roots grow deep, is to trust Him. So the first one is this. The first one is that when a storm comes, when a season of not having enough comes, when you are scared out of your mind, when you have trusted God and you've done something and all of a sudden your boat gets rocked, or, you know, things don't happen the way that they should, when that happens, you say to yourself, I don't know why this is happening, but I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. Now, that might seem elementary to you, but when you walk through a traumatic experience, especially after you've done something that you felt like God had called you to do, it'll shake your faith. It'll shake your faith. And you know, the parable of the seeds, which you can find in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. I'm not going to go through all that now, but you can read about that later. But basically, the seed is the word of God, and the farmer is God. And he throws the seed out onto the soil. And there's four different types of soil that the seed falls on. And one of those soils, there's a big harvest that comes from it. And there's three other types of soils. I'm going to talk about one of the three types. You can read about the others. It's a great passage, one of my favorite parables. But it talks about that there was some seed that fell among the rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and withered because they had no root. They had no root. And so then Jesus goes on to describe, when he's describing to the disciples what that parable meant. He says, others like the seed sown on rocky places hear the word at once and receive it with joy. But since they have no root and they last only a short time, when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. When you're obedient to God's word, and then you experience persecution, it is a tipping point in your walk with God. Because in that moment, the enemy will come in hard. And we have a choice to make. Because what the enemy will say to us is he'll feed us all kinds of lies like, God must not love you. If God really loved you, then why would this happen? Do you really think you can trust his word because you followed him and this happened? And so the enemy will feed us all of that kind of stuff. And then God is over here saying, I've got you. Trust me. Trust me. And it's in that moment, making the decision to trust him, you know what will happen? Your roots will grow deep. When a plant is faced with a storm, it is that storm or that that lack in life or that time when a plant is stressed that forces its roots to go deep. But if we don't say, I don't understand, God, but I'm just going to trust you and take you at your word, that's when we can fall away. So the first thing is trust, make the decision, and that's the most important thing inside of a storm. And I think it also helps us to know that, you know, sometimes we're obedient to God's word and our circumstances get crazy. You remember when Jesus called the disciples in the boat and then the storm came up? So know that. Don't be obedient to God, and then if your circumstances are bad, think that you made a wrong move. No, it's all based on God's word to you. Okay, so that's the first thing. The next is a lot of fun. The next is that I want to challenge you to jump. Now, I'm actually live on Periscope when I'm doing this, and one of our listeners, her name is Holly. Holly, this is going to go out on iTunes. Sorry, I'm telling everybody. But anyway, Holly is making this big jump, this big step of leap of faith in her walk. And it's going to put her in a place where, you know, she is beyond her ability. She's out of her comfort zone and all of those things. Now, the way that God works is he'll put us in those places. He'll call us out into those deeper waters where we have no choice but to put our faith in him. And it's in those opportunities that our roots grow deep because we're forced to trust. And so I want to ask you that are watching on Periscope or listening to this podcast, one of the best things you can do to experience God's love is to jump and do that thing that he's called you to do. So if you're listening today and God has told you to take a big, old, crazy old step, you know what? It is in the space the expansion of following our purpose for our life, that we find ourselves placed in situations where we must trust in God. And in those moments of trusting Him, we experience His love and power, and we cannot take 1 ounce of credit for it, because we'll say, there was no way I could have done this except for God did it through me. So that's the second step, is step out of the boat into those deep waters. Put yourself in that place that He's calling you to, so that you'll have to trust Him, and your roots will grow deep in God's love. Because you know what? If we always stay with what we know, or stay with keeping status quo and not rocking the boats, everybody likes us, everything's normal, we're missing out. We're missing out on what God wants us to do. And following Christ, it's scary. It's downright scary. But you know what? It's the life that you and I were created to live. And I'll get behind you on that and cheer you on all day long to step out of your boat. All right, so that's the second thing. The third thing is to stay in the Word. Now, the Nourish Bible Study Method can help you with that. This is how I study the Bible. And you can go to Treasure Ministries and download Her Nourished Heart and follow along with us in our Nourished Devotions to get you started on that journey. But one aspect about the Nourished Bible Study Method that I wanted to mention is our step three, which is renewing our mind. And the reason why this is powerful in growing our roots deep is that a lot of times with Bible study, we talk about, you know, learning or fill in the blank or answering questions, but we have a whole step devoted to renewing your mind on your anchor of truth. Now, your anchor of truth is that one verse truth or word from your passage that week that just really stuck out to you. And much like an anchor is created to secure a vessel no matter what storms it faces, that's what that step is for. And when you walk away with one, it could be a word, it can be a verse, or it can be a truth from the passage this week, and periodically during the day, pause and go back to that truth, I'm telling you, it has been transformational. So I wanted to point that step out in particular, because oftentimes what the enemy will do is we'll be renewing our mind all day long, right? But we're renewing our mind on the wrong things, like that wrong thing that person said about us. You know, we'll go back and we'll replay that over and over again, or we'll worry and go over and over again in our head. And I remember when I first started this whole renewing my mind, like really trying to focus on that, I said, God, you know what? This is just too hard. And the Lord said to me, well, you're already doing it, Eileen. You're worrying. You're anxious. You're trying to figure everything out. You're replaying hurts in your head. And every time you do, you're renewing your mind, except not on God's truth, on lies from the enemy. So that is going to grow your roots deep, because you are creating, you're renewing your mind. And belief always affects behavior. Okay. So, and you can read more about that step in Her Nourished Heart by downloading that online and by studying with us each week. Okay. So then the next step is pray. And I talked about that in the devotion on Monday. So you can go back and read that devotion. But one additional fact that I wanted to mention about prayer is that prayer is really a place of vulnerability before God. It puts us in a place of receiving, because we can't do anything. Does that make sense? I mean, even when I do my Bible study, it's like I've got something that I've done because I've learned. But prayer, it's like we're just there before God. And we're asking Him, not based on our own merit, but we are asking Him based on who God is. And that just puts us in this place of grace. And one of the things that I mentioned inside of my blog this week was, you know, inside of our Ephesians passage in Ephesians 2:20, it talked about that God is our immeasurably more God, that He can do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. And I thought to myself, is this the way I'm praying? I don't think so. I think God wants us to pray big. And, you know, we need to pray big, not based on what we think we deserve, but on who God is. And He's our immeasurably more God. And you know what? If you ask Him something and it's not outside of His will, you know what? He won't answer that prayer. So, like, we don't have to worry about, is this like a too big prayer for God? No, God wants to use us, and He wants us to pray. And receiving those answers to prayer, and even receiving the no's from God, you know, like when you pray something and you're like, oh, I am so glad you said no to that prayer. Anybody but me? Okay. But when you pray big and then God opens up this door and you're like, really, God? Wow. It's just awesome. It's awesome. So, and it grows your roots deeper, makes your trust stronger. Okay. And then the last thing is this. So we've been talking about God's love and how awesome it is and how it's based on grace. And so one of the things that God will do as we're in the Word and we're in prayer and He's speaking to us is He'll tell us to give that love. And I mean, give it, you know, to people. Like, it's easy for me to love my friends. I love hanging out with people, you know, that are like me. But what if God tells you to go up to a perfect stranger in the grocery store, tell them you're paying for their groceries? Or what if God is calling you to forgive somebody? What if, you know, that agape love, that love that, like, is outside of us, that's supernatural. I was speaking to a church on Tuesday night about forgiveness. And one of the women in the group said this, and I could so appreciate it. She said, you know, this is so hard because I want to forgive. I see it's in the Word. I know that I'm called to love my enemies, but my heart just can't get there. And one of the things that I told her is, I said, you know, all you need is a willing heart. And I think it's a good thing that you can't do it. One, it's a supernatural love anyway, but it's going to push you out into that space that's going to make you depend on God. Do you see how that works? So when we reach out and love others, and again, this is not legalism, this is not law, this is not a checklist. I'm saying if the Lord lays upon your heart to love somebody and you're just like, really, God, like them? Or He's calling you to reach out and send flowers to somebody anonymously. I don't know what it is, but just that crazy love, right? So when He calls you to do that and you do it, it is like the most amazing experience because you're loving like He loves, which is not based on another person's merit, but based on the fact that God asked you to do it. And when you do that, just like the watering can pours out its water, you increase your capacity to experience, to receive more from God because you're pouring it out. And I'm telling you, I teach every other week. I teach at a homeless shelter in Raleigh called the Raleigh Rescue Mission, which I love. And every time I go there, every time, I am touched by God's love in ways I can't even articulate. And so that is another powerful way. And my friend Holly, that's listening to this now, I know that you're getting ready to go on a mission trip and love others. And I know that it's going to be a very powerful experience for you. But we don't have to go on a mission trip. It could be your neighbor. It could be next door. It needs to be directed by the Holy Spirit because God is love, and we don't, it's not the law, right? But so ask God, Lord, who do you want me to love? Who do you want me to love? All right. So that's how we grow our roots deep in God's love. I'm going to go over the five things again, and I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. So it's trust God in a storm. Number two, jump out there into that place where you, in the unknown, where you will have to trust Him. Number three is stay in the Word. Download Her Nourished Heart. And specifically, I'm talking about that renew step. And then the other one is pray. Pray big and bold based on who God is, not on what you think you deserve. And the last thing is to experience God's love, to give out that kind of agape love by praying and asking God to show you how. And then go out there and do it. So those are the five steps to grow your roots deep so that you can live bravely and love boldly. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you'll share this podcast with your friends. And please rate this podcast. That helps others know what our podcasts are all about. Thanks for joining. Please visit treasuredministries.com to find out more about our Nourished devotions. And I hope that you will continue the journey with us as we continue walking through the book of Ephesians.